When we observe it, we see it, then we just observe it. Desire, desire, if you see something, like it. If you are angry, just know angry, angry. If you harm to others, just observe harm to others. Then when your concentration becomes better and better, then you can note much quicker. You can remove those kind of thought quicker and quicker, right? That's why just observe it when you have those kind of things, right? At the time of the Buddha, the monk's name was Mekhiya. He was Buddha's attendant monk. So when he saw the very beautiful mango garden, he liked to practice there. Then the monk Mekhiya asked permission from the Buddha to practice there. Then the Buddha told him to wait until he gets there. Next, the attendant. But Mekhiya, he didn't listen to it. So when he saw very beautiful mango garden, he would like to practice there. Then he didn't listen to the Buddha. Then Mekhiya monk went to the mango garden to practice. When he practiced meditation, then he cannot observe the primary object. He has the kama vitaka, vyavara vitaka, vinda vitaka, right? So the thoughts of sensual pleasure, thoughts of evil, right? Thought of desire to harm others. You see, he is a monk, right? When he practices meditation, he has these kind of three thinking. Thinking about the sensual pleasure, thinking about the evil, thinking about the harm to others. So means, as long as we have the kilesa, attachment, lobha, dosa, moha, even you are lay person or someone is a monk, doesn't matter. Right? As long as we have the kilesa, attachment in our mind, when we see something, we like it, we can still see desire. If we see something we don't like it, we can still see the anger. Then, if we really feel angry, then sometimes we want to destroy or we want to harm others. This is the nature, right? This is nature. Whoever have this kind of kilesa, then the kilesa can appear in our mind every moment, right? Then the monk Mekhiya, he cannot note, he cannot observe those kind of thinking, right? He noted, he cannot note, then he see the kama udaka, he noted, then he see the vyavara udaka, he noted, he cannot overcome. Then he see the way in the Vidaka, he know he cannot overcome it. Then finally he was very disappointed. Then he gave up his meditation. Then he went back to the Buddha. Then the Buddha explained to the man Mekhiya. Then the Buddha gave the talk that the Pandanam, Selanam, Satan, Durekhan Doni Warayan, Uzongrodi Medawi, Udu Karova Desana, Warizova Telekado, Ogemo Kada Ubado, Prefanadidan Satan, Maradhiyan, Bahadawi. The meaning, the mind is always shaky. Do not stay there one place. Like when you take out the fish from the water, the fish jump, right? The fish jump. When you take out the fish from the water, then the fish cannot stay one place, jump, right? In the same way, the mind is always shaky, doesn't stay the one place. Think about the best experience, the planning in the planning for the future. Are thinking something from the seeing. So means the mind is very hard to stay the one place. So when we practice meditation, then we clearly see those kind of nature of our mind. So if we don't meditate, we don't see it. If we meditate, then we see clearly the mind very quickly go to the right, the best experience, something you like it, you smile, something you don't like it, you are angry, right? So you are angry. Then you want to do something, you are planning something, right? So the mind is hard to stay the one object. That's why we need to train our mind. So at that time, just of the rising, falling, then when you see thinking, just no thinking, the planning, if you feel sad, just sad. This is the right way to develop our concentration. Then when you feel angry, when you feel happy or something, you cannot note it, then take more time to develop your concentration, right? So we have been interviewing for many yogis. So many yogis have many different kind of experience. Many, a lot. So you, when you want to see the people without knowing their background, everyone seems happy. But when we really know inside their family, inside their mind, but many people are suffering in many different ways, right? So means when you see something, just observe it carefully, then go back to the primary object. Then later, when your concentration can improve, you can know quicker and quicker, you can overcome. So quicker and quicker means so you can know the primary objects more and more. That's why when you have those kind of experience, just observe carefully, right? So you see there are many, many stories about the mind in Dhammapada. If you read the Dhammapada, you can see many stories about the mind, right? I just give you one story about Meghiya, monk Meghiya. Actually, there are many stories about the mind in Dhammapada. Even at the time of the Buddha, right, the monks have those kind of difficulties. Of course, nowadays, right, so people are so busy, so many technology, right? So when you come to practice meditation, of course, you will see many kind of experience. The best way is just observe it carefully. Then go back to the primary object. Then when you see something, observe it. Then go back to the primary object. Then in this way, your mind clearer and clearer, purer and purer. Right? That's when the Master Patana Sutta said, Satana Visuddhiya. The one of the meditation benefits is Sadhana Visuddhiya means the purification of the all being, right? So when we practice meditation, then we can note whatever arises in our mind, even the mind go here and then we can see clearly. Then we know that, then the mind stay on the object, then whatever we see, we know that it means that the mind becomes pure and clear, right? Because we are angry, we are greedy because of our kilesa. If we have more kilesa, we can be more angry, right? We can be more angry. If we have the kilesa, we can be more greedy because kilesa. So when we practice meditation means when you are here, you are observing every object, right? Lifting, moving forward, blazing, when you are eating, when you are taking shower, right? When you are lying down, you are observing. When you are observing the object means you are actually reduce your kilesa. So you will see clearly before you practice meditation, after you practice meditation, you will see the difference. Right? If you observe very carefully, correctly. Right? If you observe very carefully, correctly, you will see that our mind totally different. We feel less kilesa, right? And we feel less anger, less greed. Then when we feel less anger, less greed, then we feel happier, right? Happier. So that's why if you are really angry person, greedy person, like if you are, how to say, delusion person, we need to practice more, right? This is the best way. The meditation is the best way to reduce our attachment, kilesa. There is no way to reduce our kilesa, right? Now, even some the other ways to improve, right? To increase your kilesa. So the meditation, the Tadipatthana is the best way to reduce our kilesa, to train our mind, right? To stay calmly, purely, right? That's why Tadipatthana is the best meditation, best medicine, right, for our mind. When we wake up in the morning, our two eyes always look at others, right? So always look at others, we always see others' fault. Right? We don't really see our own fault. Because our two eyes looking always at others. So the Tadipatthana means we are looking ourselves. Right? The Tadipatthana means mindfulness means you are observing. We are observing our own body and mind. Since we were born, our eyes look at others. We don't really, the whole day, we don't really watch our own mind and body. Only sometimes, before you go out, you want to, right? You want to see your face or trying to do something, you look at the mirror. But you don't really see what your right, own body and mind. That's why when we have some problem, then we don't really see our own fault, weakness. So we blame always others, right? This is not my fault, this is others' fault, right? So when our concentration, mindfulness improve more and more, then we clearly see our own fault. Then when we really have the mindfulness, then there is no time to think about others. We have to think about ourselves. We have to change our behavior, our mind, right? A lot, every day. Because, right, since we see clearly our own mind and body, so we have, right, we need to change our own mind and body a lot, right, instead of watching others. Right? Of course, when we are watching others, when our eyes seeing others, right, then there is no time for us to think about ourselves. We always think about others, right? Then when we improve our mindfulness and concentration, then we have to watch our mind and body all the time, right? There is no time to think about others. Even you think about, you see clearly, thinking, criticizing, right? We see clearly. Then go back to the primary object means since we know, then we see our own weakness, then we change our mind, our behavior, then our behavior, our mind become much better and better, right? Much better and better. It's very nice. So that's why the Dipadana is, right, to look our own mind and body, right? Since that we were born, our two eyes always looking at others, we don't see it. Right now, right, 2 weeks, 3 weeks the meditation retreat, right? So we are, you are watching your own body and mind. We are training our own body and mind. It is nice. So when we see someone, they have some problem, right, with their family, right, with their neighborhood, with their co-workers. Actually, if you ask them, what your problem is, the person say, oh, I am right, my co-workers are not very useful, they always find out my fault, right? So someone will say it. So if you ask them someone has problem with their family, with their neighborhood, friend, co-workers, the person will say, I am right, they are wrong. Actually, as long as we don't see our own fault, then whenever we go, we will always see the problem, right? We will always see the problem. When we see the problem, we will be always suffering, right? So that's why we really need to change our mind, our behavior, by watching our mind and body every moment. Every moment. Even I am a monk, right? I was ordained as a novice when I was 9 years old. So I went to Yangon to study Pali when I was 16. So I ordained as a monk when I was 20. I studied Pali. Actually, before I practiced meditation, I also thought I am perfect. When I see something, I always blame others, right? So then when we practice meditation, we start seeing our own weakness. Then every day, oh, now I improve this one, then I see the another weakness, right? So then I see another weakness, then I try to improve, then I see another. Oh, I have to practice more and more. So we have to practice. So when we practice meditation, then we clearly see our mind stronger and stronger. Right? Stronger and stronger. So when I was teaching in Thailand, one of the monks came from Laos. So he was not very good yogi, but he doesn't really practice. Then after the end of the retreat, he said, "Oh, Seattle, everyone, many yogis respect Seattle, but I don't like you." Okay, if you don't like me, you can pray with any teacher, right? If he say like that before, I might be angry, but if he say okay, if he doesn't like it, you okay? Okay, you can pray with any teacher, right? You can choose. It is so your decision next time. If you really want to improve your meditation, choose the good teacher. So if you don't really know about meditation subject, you might think, so as meditation teacher is easy job, right? So meditation teacher job easy, actually not easy. Sometimes we have to fight a lot, right? Because the reason many teachers are teaching in many different ways, right? We appreciate every method, but we have to find out whether the yogi is practicing correctly or not. If the yogis are not practicing correctly, then we have to try to correct their meditation. At the same time, also we have to observe the yogi situation, right? The yogis are very proud. My meditation is very cool. I have a very high experience. If the yogi thinks like this, then we have to wait to speak, to change their meditation. So since we start the changing, then we have to also understand how do we patient, right? Because the yogi already think their meditation is very high, right? So very high, you know, they have a lot of experience. Then when the teacher are trying to change their meditation, then yogi start feel angry or frustrated or something they hear, right? Hear the teachers. So that's why I have a lot of experience. That's why before I change the yogi meditation, then I have to wait. I have to wait to find out how to change their meditation. So amazingly, you know, when we teach meditation, many teachers are teaching many, you know, how to say, many kind of meditation method. So one time, the yogi came to report. So I asked her, she was a lady, what's the right thing falling? She said she doesn't see it. And she doesn't say, then what do you see? So she said here and then. And I said, no, you must know the rising falling. No, my teacher told me, if I don't see the rising falling, I can know every object. You can know every object, but you must know correctly, right? Which object you know? For example, you know that sitting, or you know that touching, or you know that being, whatever you know, right? You must see very clearly. See clearly. If you do not see very clearly, means you are not noting the object correctly, right? So she was upset, not happy, but I am to explain a lot. Then finally, she could see the rising, falling very clearly. Then she said, Sayadaw, thanks. Right? Thanks, she see the rising, falling. Because many teachers teach him, sometimes the teachers, the way the teacher teach the yogi to think something instead of observing the object. Actually, observing the object and the thinking the object is very different. You know, when you can do meditation, when you can do the interview room, even you don't report, when I see your eyes, the way you open the door, the way you sit down, I already noticed the yogis are mindful or not, right? That's why it's very clearly. If the yogis are mindful, the way they do, the way they eat, the way they go, the way they sit down is very different. For example, the yogi, she doesn't see the rising falling. She seemed very mindful. And she seemed very mindful, the way she moved very slowly, she bowing down very slowly, sitting down very slowly. But when I really ask a question, she doesn't really have the mindfulness. Means she has a lot of things in mind coming. Even though she moves very slowly, very slowly, she do very slowly, but she doesn't really observe the object correctly. So at the moment when we change, also we have to be very patient, right? So we have to understand the yogis, right? Then, or if the yogis are willing to change, and it will be nice. If the yogis are not willing to change, sometimes a lot of argument or something. So the meditation idea is to reduce our kilesa. The more we practice, the more our mind becomes calm and peaceful. And we have more loving kindness. We have the less greed. Right? This is meditation idea. The more we practice meditation, the more we gain loving kindness, and the more we see, right, loving kindness, then we see less anger, less greed, less conceit, so on, right? This is the meditation idea. If someone practices meditation for a long time, right, then the yogi, the person, very proud, right? They always very proud, and if someone says something, angry easily, a lot of greed, means their person really gaining the meditation benefit, right? Even though their person practiced for 10 years, 20 years, Tadiya, right? If the yogi do not observe the object correctly, then the yogi, even though practice thinking a lot, then creating a lot, right? So means if the yogi are thinking, then the yogi cannot reduce the kilesa. If we observe the correctly primary object, then when you see the thinking mind, wandering mind, right? Then you observed, even you feel anger, you observed anger, right? You note carefully, then you can note even later you have less anger, right? You don't see anger, right? So means your mind is become calmer and clear, pure. You really gaining the meditation benefits, clearly. Even though you practice about 1 week, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if you practice correctly, you clearly see this meditation benefit, right? So if someone do not practice correctly, I see some yogis, I ask them, they already practiced 20 years, 25 years, but they have a lot of problem with others, right? When they go back, they are fighting with their neighbor. When they come to meditation center, they are fighting with other yogis, right? So for mosquito net or for cushion, whatever, right, for their light or so on, right? If the yogis are fighting with others, means the yogis cannot know, right? Obviously, if the yogi can note, we must overcome this kind of desire, right? So in Burma, some Burmese man asking me, Siaro, some of the meditation teacher I still see, they are very angry, right? They are very greedy. So some yogis, they are already practiced for many years, and we still see they are very angry, very greedy. Why? They ask. I ask them, don't ask why, ask them, how do they practice meditation, right? They have no doubt, right? The meditation is, we have meditation benefits. We must ask them, how do they practice meditation? Do they really practice meditation or not, right? So if we really practice meditation correctly, of course, this is a huge benefit. But someone do not practice meditation very carefully, right? Then they still see that a lot of anger, greed. This is not their meditation's fault, right? We must ask them, how do they practice meditation, right? How long do they practice meditation, right? How do they practice meditation, right? The Buddha already declared the Tripatthana Sutta, right? Sadhana Visuddhiya. Soka Pridhivana Samadhi Gamaya, Dukkha Dhamana Sana Adhikamaya, Nyayata Adhikamaya, Nibbanata Siddhikriyaya, right? You can see your on the sheet, right? So we can see that those kind of benefits clearly, right? When we practice meditation, that's when we really thank the Buddha. The Buddha himself practiced, then he taught to his disciples. Then still many people can learn or can practice from his teaching, right? So huge benefit. So I would like to conclude my talk tonight. So now you can learn about man Meghiya, right? He has Kama Vidaka, Vyavara Vidaka, Vinda Vidaka. Then when the Buddha instructs him to observe, then he observes carefully. Finally, he attained Sotapanna. Sotapanna chip, right? So that's why I would like to encourage my yogis, if you see those kind of things, it is natural in meditation. If you observe carefully, you will see that those kind of things slowly fade away, sometimes very quickly, right? That's why I believe the meditation benefits, observe them very carefully, then you will overcome difficulties, then you will gain the benefits of meditation practice. That's all for today.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.